Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff, and today we are on the topic of conversation of a useless forecast. Now, certainly, you know, we all like to get up, kind of check the news, maybe check the weather if you've got big plans for your day. But how often have you, checked that weather, making it, okay, I got these plans. Weather looks like this today, so we're going to try to get this done in this amount of time. And then by the time you actually get out and going with your plans, you find that the weather is absolutely nothing like you were told it would be. Jeff?
So, you probably wake up and check the news. You, at some point, get the weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you check the weather?
I don't, but my daughter does. She loves the weather. She really does. She always is looking at the weather.
Well, I don't even know why I bother checking the weather, because it changes whether we're talking the 10-day forecast or what's going to happen in 6 hours. It changes so frequently that the weather experts, can't really even tell you what's going to happen in 6 hours, let alone three.
Well, in fairness to them, though, I mean, I don't know that weather's necessarily how it used to be.
That's a valid point. We are playing with weather. We have patents that we've had for decades about how we can manipulate weather, and we will never use it for warfare.
They wouldn't extend rainy seasons.
Mm-mm,
or
no,
maybe no. Cause droughts or anything.
Never. But no, that's a fair point. It's hard to gauge when someone's going to inject, infuse, spray, or use RF to change in nuanced ways, but with climate controlled effect, measures that will drastically alter the AI course that has already been projected for the weather. Yeah. But no, we've talked about it in the past. And so I guess we're going to become weather guessers, right? So my thought was this.
Right. We only got to be right 50% of the time.
Not even that, you know?
That means if we both just have the opposing opinion, one of us will be right and we can move forward.
I can think back to 4 years ago where we were kind of in the boat where we are now, where it was the most important election ever. And it always is, because we're always at the cusp of losing what we have. And that's really why you can say that every time. I hate to put people in camps, but there was a group.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. We probably shouldn't put people in camps.
You know? No, they're going to do that though after this election. But
that historically has not turned out well.
Oh gosh, poor Jordan Peterson. But he's the test balloon for what they want to do to all of us.
What's he doing? Is he getting re-educated?
Re-education camp, which is basically prison with a different set of bars on it. These, instead of being black, are like yellow.
Well, how is he mandated to go to that? Like, does he have to do it in order to keep his license? Or
I saw the interview, and I can't remember if it was to keep his license, and he said, what if he just forgoes his license? Is that going to satisfy them? I don't know that's the case. I think he was thinking that this could lead to an actual prison sentence
What if he just leaves the place in which he resides?
That's what his daughter was saying, is that don't
just
come back.
Get out of town.
Establish residency somewhere else. Apparently in some countries it's easy to declare asylum or something.
You could do that. You don't even really have to declare. You just come in, man. Doors open.
Yeah. So that's
like the 90s again. You just like go to your friend's house, walk in, take your shoes off, kick up on the couch, maybe get something to eat. You're good.
4 years ago, people were pretty optimistic about how things are going to look. We had a pretty good run for 3.5 years and expected another 4 years of getting things better, here in this country. And then,
Hold on. Some people had a good run. Some people lost a bunch of rights from 16 to 20. I mean, if you just ask them, they all lost. Like a lot of rights, a lot of freedoms. Like what?
Crickets.
And that's it. There it is. Mm-hmm.
When you're a victim, every breath hurts. But anyway, moving on, is that we were kind of lulled into a belief that we were invincible, that it's a sure thing. The birds are in the bag, so to speak, right? One in the bush, is that how it goes? What's the saying?
Or
is it
one? I've never heard this before.
Yeah, no, it's one. One bird in the bag is better than two in the bush, because two in the bush can still fly away, but the one in the bag is certain.
Ah.
Yeah, so okay. It's like an old...
Ooh, man, that sounds like a Kamala Like, we can't be unburdened by what has been, but not what will be, because yesterday's tomorrow is still today.
If anyone has the gift of saying nothing at all with many words, I tell you.
All right, I guess you did tell me this might be food to eat. It sounds like we've got word salad.
No, but we were led to believe that, hands down, man, we got this. It's not rigged, you know, but it was certain that everyone was in agreement that we are in a trajectory that is better than we've been in decades. So, yeah, next thing we know, the impossible happens in the middle of the night.
I was just going to say, you went to bed and then you woke up. And the result that you were told when you went to bed just changed.
Literally, the forecast changed. And it's kind of, you know, if you think about it, we've kind of been stuck in this pattern for the past 3.5 years. There's been a lot of changing forecasts. And I almost have gotten to the point where I wake up and go, well, it can't be worse than yesterday. And then I'm surprised.
And then it is.
So, yeah, this is a really happy podcast today. And no, but I just, what I wanted to do was, I mean, you got some pretty big life changes that you're making.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that I'm considering as well in my own life, family, and trying to figure out, you know, how in the world we're going to make all this work with the, just listen, we're not talking about the known possible future. We're talking about the known realities we're facing right now and trying to plan a forecast for our future and a plan to mitigate where we can at least somewhat prosper the way that we have as Americans in the past.
You know what I say?
Tell me.
Let me try a new analogy here, see if I can up your analogy game.
Okay.
All right. So I look at these life changes and moves, not just for myself, but for all people. I would give the analogy of when you get to the swimming pool and it's really not sun shining real good, and you dip your toe in the water and you can feel how cold it is, and you're like, oh. Now, if you just kind of shimmy your way in, it's going to take you forever, and you might be like, it's too cold for me. I'm going to get out. You just got to jump in, man. Go for it. Get it over with.
I love your analogy. You just reminded me of something. We were on a retreat with some kids, a youth group. It was burning hot, like with your kids. You know, can it get that hot here? And it got hot like that there. So we found a little RV park that was in the middle of nowhere but had a pool. And so it was like the community pool for all the rural entire county. And everyone went there. We get there. We pay the $3 for each kid to go swimming. No sooner we all jump in the pool that this kid climbs out of the pool in a diaper.
And we're like, oh, no.
And now we thought it was kind of weird that the water was cloudy. Like you couldn't see the bottom from the third step down.
Oh.
So there was so much chlorine in the water, which I'm so thankful for. And then when you dove to the bottom in the middle of this pool, it was covered in leaves.
Was this pool like in a, what was this thing in? An oil drum?
I'm telling you, it was in the middle. This is in Georgia. The kid got out of the pool because they had relieved themselves and there was something floating in the water.
So this dude straight pooped in the pool.
This kid did, yeah.
Oh,
had a diaper. The kid wearing the diaper. And we're not talking a swimmy diaper. We're talking a regular diaper, full saturation of water, not holding anything. And it all, the chocolate bar was floating in the water.
Ooh.
they had to evacuate the pool.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. So just jump in, brother.
Hey, that's, sometimes you gotta deal with a little poop, man, when you jump in.
Well, that's the whole point. We are dealing with a little bit of poop and a lot more is coming. The truck's coming. Hey, you hear that? Beep, beep, beep.
it's just backing up to pour on.
That ain't fertilizer. Okay, so I'm sorry. So, we know there's some stuff to mitigate. And again, we're hopeful. We're kind of being led to believe all over again that we got this in the bag, man. We got this in the bag.
And regardless of in the bag and, excuse me, what side of the fence you're on to say that it's in the bag, I don't see how we pass the next 6 months without total chaos. Now, what total chaos actually looks like, I have no idea, but to think that the current people in charge are just going to go away and say, like, oh, we lost, and to think that the people who currently aren't in charge aren't going to feel as though they've been wronged again because nothing was done about what happened the first time. It just feels like the pot is simmered, it is boiling, and it is ready to just go poof.
You know, I'm not a rocket scientist, but with this new push on equity, maybe I could become one. But I know this.
Sorry, dude, you don't fit the criteria for that. That's actually your white privilege speaking, even thinking you would not be able to walk in as a rocket scientist.
But I'm not white. I'm just human. So the...
Okay.
It's going to take forever for us to get through the podcast.
Well, you're male, though, so that still doesn't count.
I don't even... Oh, I remember what I was kind of saying. I'm not a rocket scientist. Oh, my gosh, dude. I know this. Evil never has a conscience and says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take that much from you. It means to take. It means the devil is a liar. He's a murderer. He means to destroy. He's not going to come and see you in your pity and go, I'm so sorry. Evil must be checked. It cannot be just let to run its course.
Right. Because if it's not put to a stop, it's just going to keep moving forward.
The course is your death.
Mm.
If this were a movie, it would be so entertaining. Frightening, but it would be, wow, a thriller. I mean, like, whoa.
I also feel, I've kind of been doing some reflecting on this, and I think most of us in general just prefer to be guided, right?
Yeah.
Like, people just, they like that. They like having some assurance, knowing they're on the right path, and I mean, that's why you see oftentimes most people don't want to stand out and stand up on their own, because they're afraid to go against the group that they could just easily fit into and go along to get along with.
Yeah, I think we all want parameters to, as a guide, as you said, with some autonomy within it, right? So we want some flexibility, but we want structure and order.
So that being true, why do we continue to repetitively over and over again follow man when we see that the outcome always ends poorly, when we could choose to follow God?
Yeah, I think the analogy they often use for what you just said is, you know, the patients are running the asylum, and why do we think that's going to end well?
So why not use and follow the guidance that's been here throughout human existence? And I mean, obviously you can make the argument of, well, that's just written by man, and you know, those stories are just more metaphor than they are actual, you know, real living experience. But one thing you can't argue is that I feel this way. Some of the books have been edited. In some ways, I think it's been done with mischievous intent. Some things, I think there's just words that don't line up in both languages. So some things have just been mistranslated in some areas. But I also think books have been removed. But regardless, the book has withstood the test of time.
Which book are we talking?
The Bible.
Yeah.
So what other book could you point to and say the same thing about?
The Communist Manifesto. I guess not. I don't know.
There's no other book.
No.
So my point to that
especially one making incredible promises and factual statements.
And then when you start to read it and look at the patterns throughout the book, there's nothing new. You can just apply them to the modern day living, and you can see the same patterns playing out again, which makes total sense as for why the book has withstood the test of time, because it tells you the truth throughout all of time.
Yeah. How in the world do we get, I think everyone agrees, almost everyone agrees, that there are plenty of things, I don't care, left, right, middle paradigm, whatever you're sitting on, it's not a good thing that we are taking the lowest of us, whether we're talking IQ or mental health or age, whatever, to put those as our leaders, right? Our leaders should be the best of us, not because we want to discriminate against those who are weaker, but because the best of us, if they're virtuous, will exemplify the best in all of us.
Let me ask you this.
Please.
Would you let me drive you home today?
In a digital simulator, I don't mind.
No, I'm talking about we're going to walk out, get in your car, and I'm going to drive you home today.
Heck no, dude. You crazy?
All right. Well, that's my point of why are we choosing leaders that are incapable to do these jobs? And that I'm not just talking on a national level. I'm talking about in our local community levels. We have people signing off on things like engineering projects and, you know, maybe law, and not a single one of the people have anything to do with law or engineering. Well, how are they going to make engineering decisions? Like, don't you think we should be like, hey, you know, for this project dealing with engineering, we might want to call in some engineers and get some help from the public, or we got a big finance decision to make. None of us have any idea about finance, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, people think we're joking on this, but seriously, people are getting degrees just because of their sexual preference or their gender.
Has nothing to do with your work experience or capability.
Competence, yeah, or field of study or skill set. It's like a brain surgeon who's got a degree that he got online for plumbing. It's what? Who's
well, never, yeah, but yeah. You know, he was once a man that's now a woman.
And then they go, what difference does it make? You know,
yeah.
Blood flow and water flow is the same thing.
Yeah, it's perfect. All I got to do is just, exactly. I just got to cut off the access point.
I think part of our issue is that we have raised a culture who was told what to think, not how to think. And we've got to get back to, honestly, being people who use our freedom correctly, learning to think independently, think through consequence beyond what you hope will happen, and see the all the possible paths of what could happen. Because honestly, I don't know about you, but I try and overplan lots of things. Usually my plans work out, but it's not exactly the way that I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a positive outcome, almost always. But something happens that I did not perceive or anticipate, and it altered the course a little bit.
Sure.
And that's just life. That's life. You don't have control of all the variables.
Well, and I think to get back to it, you know, talking about our leaders and things, we got to take a base level of understanding that when we consume, and it's from both sides,
mm-hmm, absolutely.
The media, I think oftentimes we're being attempted on to be convinced that the opinions of about 2% of people actually represent the opinions of about 98% of people. And I'm not saying on which person you like, which person you love. I'm saying core values and beliefs. When you actually stop and think about things like, do I want my nation's border to be wide open, unsecured? Do I want radical sexualization taught to children in schools? These aren't things that should have a political issue tied to them or a political side. This should just be common sense that all people can unite and agree upon, right? But then we got to ask ourselves, based on that thought of being convinced that, you know, the 2% opinion is actually the 98% opinion, are we really selecting our leaders to begin with? Because if we wouldn't stand for these values, we wouldn't want these values. And you know, you kind of ask your neighbors, and you know, no, I don't want that. No, no way. Mm-mm. I never thought we'd get here, and here we are. Are we selecting them, or are they being put there? Because it seems to be people that are willing to push and stand behind ideologies of such are the people who are getting positions of authority.
Right. They've not only signed on to what has already been we've been brought to, but they're taking it to the next step. There's a plan. And listen, these plans are written in books. I mean, you can actually go find
yeah.
these books, and there they are.
It's not something that they just came up with a year ago. This has been in the works for
decades,
a long time.
Decades, if not a century. So looking at the plan, the structure thing, instead of going and turning on your TV and saying, okay, weather guesser, what's the news? What's the forecast for the day? Understand
right.
that we have a say in what the forecast is. And I don't mean the weather now. I'm talking about the direction of our country. We have all got to step up. Those of us especially who are sane, who are virtuous, who have morals, and stand up and be heard. Because in the vacuum of your silence, again, the patients are running the asylum.
Right. Well, and on the news, if you turn on the news, the forecast each and every day is going to be doom and gloom. So until you stand up with some good news to share.
And a direction to go.
You're going to keep on getting doom and gloom every day.
Otherwise, we're stuck with the wind we got.
Well, and unfortunately, fear sells, right?
Yeah, we're all sharing this planet, and again, if we're gonna let these maniacs take us to destruction, we will go.
Think about fear selling. Not even just news. We'll go back to the weather now. When the weather guy comes out and tells, "Oh, there's gonna be just a terrible snowstorm. My goodness, every grocery store in town packed, and all of a sudden you can't buy groceries for 2 days because everybody There it is. And does it ever snow as bad as you're told it's gonna?
No, I guess not, because it's usually a worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Yeah.
It's always the worst. I go, the time you're gonna get the snowstorm that you could never imagine is when you hear nothing about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. usually for storm, any storm, hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever, it's, they usually take you immediately to the worst case scenario.
Right. And then there's always like, even like the hurricanes, that's a great one. Yeah. You always like, they go live to their reporter that's out there, like in the midst of the hurricane. That's that's so bad. They can stand out there and show it to you on TV. Oh, it's just, it's really raining and the wind's really coming down right now. Ah, back to you, Tom.
One of my favorites was this person who was doing what you're talking about, and they're got their rain jacket on, the wind's blowing, and they're got their legs all staggered like they're about to blow over. They're standing in a mud puddle and it looks really bad. They're holding their head cover like it's blowing off, and then these two people are walking behind the reporter, like just walking casual.
They're like close. They're having a nice day.
Yeah. It was like, and they're looking at this person going, what's wrong with you? And their hair is barely blowing. And it was so funny, man. I was dying.
I guess that hammers home my point right there, doesn't it?
It does. It does. So listen, though, winds have changed. And what we've got to realize is that in this forecast, we actually have a say in the change. So have a say, would you, please?
Amen. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com. where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. Peace, love, God bless. Remember, the eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
You're listening to Blindly Obvious.